14, exercise 45. A. Listen to the text, the story bag, and do the tasks in your textbook.
The story bag. There once lived a rich family. They were nice, kindly, and caring people, and had only one child, a boy. The boy was cheerful and bouncy, and loved to listen to stories told to him. Whenever he met a new person, his eyes lit up with interest, and he used to say, "Tell me a story." And then he put the story he heard in a small bag. Soon the bag was full of stories, and he had to push hard to get each new story in. With each new story, the bag got heavier and firmer. The boy grew into a handsome young man and decided to get married. The whole family were preparing for his wedding when a devoted old servant heard a strange knocking. It was night. The servant lit a candle and looked around. He looked and listened carefully and soon discovered that the sound was coming from the bag hanging on the wall. He came close to the bag. Without any doubt, it was the bag of stories the young master had kept in his boyhood and had forgotten. The old servant listened carefully, and this is what he heard. "Listen, everyone," whispered a voice. "The boy's wedding is tomorrow. We have suffered for a long time in this bag, packed so closely and uncomfortably together. Now we must make the boy suffer." "Yes, I don't mind that," said another voice. "I have been thinking the same thing. Tomorrow the young man will leave on horseback to bring home his young wife. I shall turn into bright red berries by the road. I shall be poisonous, but shall look so beautiful that he will want to eat me. I shall kill him." "And I," another voice said firmly, "shall kill him if you don't. I shall become hundreds of very poisonous snakes. I shall hide in his room, and when he and his young wife come in, I shall come out, and he will regret that he had forgotten us." The old devoted servant knew that he must help his master. Early next morning, the wedding procession left the house and set off along the road. On the way, they came to an open field where a lot of bright berries were growing. The berries looked delicious. "Wait," the young man called out. "Stop the horse and pick me some of these berries." But the servant did not stop. In fact, he made the horse hurry on and said, "Oh, those berries, you can find them everywhere. I shall pick some of them later." Soon they reached the young girl's home. The wedding ceremony was held then, and the couple returned to the young man's house. The good old servant took his sword and walked in front of the young people into their room. The room was full of very poisonous snakes. They were everywhere, in every corner of the room. The servant struggled like mad and cut them into pieces with his sword. When there was no danger any longer, he told his young master the whole story. That is why, when stories are heard, they must never be put away to become angry and spiteful, but must always be shared with other people. In this way, they are passed from one person to another, so that as many people as possible can enjoy them.